My topic is estimation of HIV infection rates and projection of AIDS incidence. AIDS is caused by HIV infection. We don't know the time when the person was infected. What we know is that when the person gets AIDS, when the person develops AIDS symptoms, go to see the doctor, and doctor determine that, oh, you have been infected. Also, when we take a blood sample, so there will be sure conversion that in your blood there are antibody for HIV virus, then at that time we know that you have been infected. So the unknown is the time of infection. And we would like to know the rate is the number of HIV infection per month, for example, per year, over starting from 1978. That's when the virus appeared until now. Why we want to know that? So that we can plan the health care. Furthermore, we can use this data to make projection of AIDS. Unlike anthrax and smallpox, the incubation period for AIDS is very far, very long. That is, from the time of infection to the development of AIDS, that period is very long in the case of AIDS. In the case of anthrax, smallpox, just a couple of days after you get infected. You see in the news, right? Just a couple of days. Then the symptoms appear. In the case of AIDS, on the average, it's about 11 years. So there's no comparison. Some people, after infection, the AIDS appear in a couple of weeks. Some people, it takes 20-something years. So the variant is large as well. It's not only that the length. In the case of anthrax and smallpox, the variance is small. So when the variance, the incubation period is short, is small, then we can estimate it without sophisticated methods. It's easier to estimate. Now in the case of AIDS, we need sophisticated methods as well as computer computation in order to estimate it, okay? So that's why we need, this is a complex system. We need a method to do it. So to do that, here are the first three steps to accomplish the estimation of the rate of infections. How many are HIV infected every month? After we get this, then we can extrapolate and then project into the future. The future, let's say, from 2000 to 2010, every year, how many AIDS we are going to have globally in the States, in Australia, in Canada, etc. Okay, EMS algorithm, we need this. In order to estimate. Now we started with the data I already described, the two kinds. One is the blood sample and the other is the AIDS incidence data. So we assume a good distribution, reasonable distribution of those numbers. And from that we form likelihood function. So usually you do the maximum likelihood estimation, but that may not converge. That's the nature of maximum likelihood, okay, in this situation in particular. EM algorithm, E is the expectation, it's a conditional expectation, and M is a maximization. EM algorithm guarantee convergence, though it is slow. The convergence is generally slow. Now, even so, it converges, the result obtained has too high fluctuation, not smooth enough. So we add a smooth step in each iteration. Maximalized with here is iteration, EM is iteration, EMS is iteration. So iterate until it converges. So in order to obtain the distribution, which is very important, you got to get it right, okay? Then we need the Poisson thinning to get it right. And this we verify that the non-homogeneous Poisson distribution is appropriate for the for this situation and in general for the point event. So now let me explain how we do the Poisson thinning here. The situation is we have planar process, planar because the two axes are time, both are time, okay? And this is calendar time, and this is the duration. They are both time. So for example, just for simplicity to start with, for birth. So if we have people born at different calendar time points, you know, you have a birthday, those are your birthday. And then after you are born, then you survive a length of time and then you die. So every person who are born are supposed to die sometime. So these are random events. So this duration will be the age of the person. Then it is very reasonable to assume that the births along the line occur according to linear non-homogeneous Poisson process. And then by Poisson translation, if this life length is independent of the occurrence of the time of occurrence of birth, then you take any region in the plane called A, the number of points, that's number of deaths in region A will follow a planar Poisson process. Now, if you take another region, B, which is disjoint from A, then N of B and N of A are independent. They are both having planar Poisson processes. Now, this is non-homogeneous Poisson process. Let's call this the number M of T. Here is T. So the number of births after time T. Okay. Now, if I take a subset of A called C, then the distribution of number of C given number of A is binomial with success probability P equals the expected value of N divided by expected value of A. The expected value of N and expected value of M are all equal to the variances because this is Poisson, okay, of N and M. So where's the Poisson thinning now? Well, here, I'm coming back to our problem. Here is the infection, right here. Infection on the calendar time. And then here, at time T, and take a month or a year, see how many of those infections fall into this 1 year interval. Those points, in this case, it's not death now because I have infection. In this case, it would be the diagnosis of AIDS or incident of AIDS. This number all come from here. So you have to be infected in order to get AIDS. But the number of AIDS has to be, you know, it's smaller. It cannot be larger than this. So that's a Poisson thinning. Okay, you thin from M to N. And this is our region. So now we want to take the fact that this disjoint region each region of this is come from an interval here. And these intervals are all linear Poisson distributed, and they are independent. And therefore, these are all Poisson distributed, and they are independent. So all those numbers are independent. So the covariance is zero. We use that one. So this number added up, we know. We know the total number because every year, you know, there are records in Ontario, in San Francisco, whatever, how many eights. So we know the sum. But we don't know the sum. The each term, we don't know. Because each of this, for example, the number who, the eighth instant here, are coming from here. But we don't have data to separate all these things, okay? We don't have that data. And that's why we need the EM algorithm. EM algorithm is to condition on, to obtain the number, the distribution of unknown data, condition on the known data. So we condition on this Y, we call it. This YT is the sum of this. So now, I come here now. So I just go into this here. So my YT is the sum of all this N, okay? Now, watch if I put the parentheses, then that means continuous, just like this. And when I use the sub, that means discretize it, you know, into per month. So then this is the number of points in this, which is the sum of each of these. And the Y is observable, N is not observable. So here is the Poisson distribution of N. And this N, this number here is come from here. This number here is coming from here. This number here is coming from here. That's why it has two subscripts. And here it has Poisson distribution. And Poisson distribution, what is the parameter? The parameter is the integrand right here. Okay? And so the integral over the region would be the mean and the variance. And what is this? This lambda is what we want, is the infection rate. Okay? The right here. And then after you get infected, you survive. H is the false mortality, it's a Hazard function for life length. And G is the force of AIDS, having AIDS. Okay? So this, you have to survive, having AIDS, survive dying. Okay? And then at that time, start from zero to T. And then at TD, that point, you get AIDS. Okay? So this is the intensity function for our situation, okay? And by integration over the region to get the mean. So this is the thing. So that is, we want to estimate this. And we know the sum of this. If I sum this, I get Y. So if we know the sum of this, we can sum both sides. And then from the known data, what are the known data are on this side. And also, we have to estimate this. How do you estimate this? Well, that's a life table. That's a survival function from the life table. The life table has a column. And then this g times e to the minus integral of this, that is the density function of having AIDS. Okay? So the density function of having AIDS, the experiment already showed that this unimodal, okay? Like white ball, like gamma, all those distributions, would fit. So you just fit to the data. What data, if you don't know, yes, if for homosexual men, we don't know, but for blood transfusion, we have the data. That's different. Okay? For blood transfusion, we know when the blood transfusion, the person get the infection. So from that data, we can estimate this thing to get the form, and then we just transfer the parameter to the homosexual men data, okay? So now, so that's that. That's the main concept. then now it's just mathematics now. So this is the likelihood, you know, here's the Poisson distribution. My f, I just want to point it out, I just write it small f, and that's very complicated f, okay? The f is this integral, okay? It's the probability of having h at that time given, that tx time, the region given, it have been infected earlier. So then you have that likelihood. Then you take log, you have that. And then the E step, here's the E step and here's the M step, EM evidence. The E step is the conditional expectation of this likelihood given Y we know. Okay? And then you just work that out, and that use the fact of the binomial distribution of this N given Y, because N is a sub, you know, the region of N is a subset of the region of Y. So then you have that binomial P. And so that's the key. And then you use the Poisson intensity, write it back into here. So finally, you got this form for the conditional expectation. After you get the conditional expectation, then you differentiate with respect to lambda T, because lambda T is the infection rate that we want. So you want to maximize this. So you do that, then you got this formula. So this is the final formula for you compute lambda T. Okay, we know why. We estimate F. We know why we estimate F. And then we can compute T. And this is the iteration, because this K is starting from zero. A K0 initial value, you just arbitrarily choose something to put it in here. And then you get 1, and then put it 1 here, you get 2, until it converges. Okay? So that is the procedure. Now, to do this, to do the computation, here, this is the sum. Here, so this is a low diagonal matrix. Okay? So if you pre-multiply this by a vector of 1, you got the sum. And then look at this. This is post-multiplied by the low diagonal matrix by the vector of lambda. You get this. After you get this, you already get those two. You take this observed value divided by this, and then post-multiply again by the lower triangle, you get this. And then time this. So that's, you know, it's a mathematical procedure. It's like that, to estimate. Now, let's go back to the initial question for you deterministic people. You've been doing all those, you may wonder, well, in that case, I write this as that, okay? In that case, look at that. This, if I take expected value on both sides, then I got this is this, and I put that back, then I have a set of T linear equations, and by back substitution, I can solve for lambda. Well, that's just mathematical. Yeah, you have a unique solution for that, but then your answer will be lots of negative, okay? And lambda cannot be negative, okay? So that's why you need to collect enough data to get a smooth value. Okay, so you use the maximum likelihood, it's still not good enough. It's still too much fluctuation. So you still need use moving average to bring it into the maximum likelihood to get a good result. Okay, so the formula for is that formula is like this. Okay. So now you need the initial value for all the lambdas, you know, lambda 1 and lambda t, and then plug in the known y and f into here to get the lambda 1 and lambda 2 similarly. Lambda 2, the formula, we just more change the term in the denominator here until all the lambda 1, 2, 3 until t are obtained, then plug it into this side again, and then to get all those lambda, that's the second iteration, and go like this until you get all the lambda, okay, all converges. You know, you can define in your epsilon for convergence. Yeah, this is what I was explaining. So next is the kernel. What kernel? Well, the formula I give you is a volatile integral equation of first kind. Okay, so you have the lambda and you have the kernel. Kernel is the incubation distribution or induction distribution. You know that g e to the minus integral h plus g, that quantity. Okay. So now how do we estimate this? So that is take lots of facts into account. The thing is, the most people who have HIV and then AIDS are homosexual men. Okay. And these men started to take drugs which are very effective starting 1987. So, you know, for US, for Canada, for Australia. Starting 1985, starting having the blood test. And then they take the drug. So their life are prolonged. The time to AIDS prolonged and their life ends prolonged, okay, significantly. And that means the incubation period is longer, so distribution has to be adapting to the drug thing, okay. So this is what we've been doing, okay. So, but not time to explain, a few more minutes. So I just show you the formula, okay? So these are the F is that the double integral thing. So for different calendar time, different year, it piecewise, okay? And then from that, you plug in my integral formula. So you have the kernel F thing, and you have the on this side the expected value of Y, okay, which is the sum of expected value of N. And then you just discretize it using EM algorithm, then you solve for the lambda. That is the infection rate. Okay. So then after you get the lambda, all those figure, that is every year how many infections. Then after you have that, then you fit the curve through the infection rate, the lambda. So these numbers are just extrapolation here. So suppose you extrapolate up to here, then you based on this number, then you can reverse. You plug it into the integrand of those quantities and then integrate, double integrate to get the 8. So that will produce the projection of AIDS. So here's what it looks. Infection. This is for Australia. As I said, the infection started about 1970. Okay, this is not the not projection yet. So HIV virus was introduced about 1978, and then the infection increased like that, okay? And then it peaked about 1992, 93 in Australia, and then it started to come down, okay? So that is the case of Australia. Now, this is the United States. Now, this United States in Australia has two differences. Look at that. United States is peaked around 1982-83. Okay? And Australia is peaking way over there. And why? Well, these are two different data. The American, I pull those homosexual men from many center, multi-center, put the data together, you know. All those big cities, San Francisco, etc. So those are reflecting the homosexual men, okay? Australia are all, you know, there are many ways to get the AIDS, you know. Mothers, that called vertical transmission, mother can transmit to the baby, okay, and they get AIDS too. The blood transfusion could cause HIV infection leading to AIDS as well, okay? So all those things altogether also make the shape different. Of course, the number are different too. I also make the projection. I don't know where the projection is. But anyway, the projection of this thing is roughly following the trend. But it's not going to straight like that. It's more like about like that. You know, it's more about like that. And when you do the projection, as with projection or anything, you do a high, low, median. Okay, three possibility, because in the future we don't know. And then that way it'll catch, it depends upon the assumption on each case. So as the time goes, you see which assumption is satisfied, then you pick which one. And this is called projection, because if you do that, it's reasonably accurate. This is different from weather forecast, okay, which is forecast, it's not projection. All right, so if any questions.